Colin Russo rolling on here with ESPN West Palm on 106.3 ESPN. Joined now by Devon Lopez, the restaurant leader at the Raising Cane's Royal Palm location right here in South Florida. Devon, I appreciate you joining me. How are you doing today?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. So, Devon, we were lucky enough to talk to Devon because Raising Cane's has been something that, at least from my perspective, has something that has kind of splurged onto the scene and grown in the past few years in a big way. So tell us about you first and really about the Raising Cane's location over in Royal Palm Beach.
Yeah, so I've been in the restaurant industry going on 12 years now. I joined Raising Cane's about 8 months ago in April.
So this is new for you?
Yeah, very new. But what made me make the switch from my previous brand was, you know, Raising Cane's is disrupting the industry, man. We have a very simple menu and we're doing it right. And we make sure that we serve that perfect box every time. And I think the customers appreciate that.
Right.
The level of experience, the customer service they're getting, the speed, the quality of the ingredients that we're using. So, I mean, it's a game changer.
So you mentioned a small menu. Tell me, like, sort of the philosophy behind that, because I love Cane's. I love all the food you guys offer, and it's excellent. But sort of, like, you lean into the idea. It's simple. You know, you got your chicken, you got your the toast, you got the great sauce, the coleslaw, and the sandwiches. And you sort of know what works, and like if it isn't broken, don't fix it. Or tell me about the kind of the simplicity behind the menu.
Exactly. If it's not broken, don't fix it, man. We've been had a simple menu since we began, and it's been really successful. People love it. They come in, they know what they're looking for, and we make sure we serve that perfect box every time. And it's led to tremendous growth for the industry and our brand.
And so you shifted to Raising Cane's recently. Tell me about how these 8 months have gone for you personally. Now you're the restaurant leader. You're the essentially the pseudo general manager for that location. So you start up at Raising Cane's. What kind of prompted that decision making to shift to Raising Cane's after being in the restaurant industry for so many years?
Honestly, I started Raising Cane's. Like I tried it in Colorado and I fell in love with the product.
Really?
Really simple. The sauce, you know, a lot of people don't realize, like you go, you try it. The minute you hit the sauce,
the sauce changes the game.
It changes the game. And then you start to crave it And mm-hmm. So when I realized that, I did a little bit of research on the brand and the industry, and I saw, like, you know, their AUV, annual unit volume, everything like that. They are taking over. And I was like, you know what? There's a lot of growth potential with this brand. I want to be a part of that. I want to, you know, have a bigger impact on a broader scale of people. Why not join Raising Cane's?
And the past 8 months, so you get started, and tell me how the 8 months have gone ever since when you started. What surprised you about working at Raising Cane's, and what's really the best part about working at Raising Cane's now?
I think what we're doing right now, I mean, I'm a huge believer in the active community involvement, you know, getting out there, being able to do partnerships, sponsorships with high schools, college, universities, really just getting to be a part of the community, feed the community, being able to just put our face out there. You know, since I joined, it's been remarkable. You know, they had me fly out to Houston, Texas. I was training for 2 months, getting to learn from other leaders in the industry that are successful. I learned about their partner program, and then it sold me on it. Like, the culture is about having fun, clean, and being fast and friendly, and it's amazing.
Devon Lopez of the Raising Cane's Royal Palm location, the restaurant leader, joining me now, Colin Russo on ESPN West Palm. Tell me about further that community involvement. How important is it to kind of get a foothold in the community based on it's off of good things? It's food. Everybody loves food.
Right.
And it's a great way to connect people. It's a great way to, you know, you have the cane sauce for the first time and you're like, wow, that's something different.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you guys have really expanded that since you started and getting involved in the local community, making sure the name and the brand is out there, but also associated with the positivity that food brings.
Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, we do pride ourselves. You know, we are serving craveable chicken finger meals, but the active community involvement really goes down to our founder and owner, Todd Graves. You know, he is just a philanthropist at heart, and I think that culture has bled into everybody who works at Cane's. So, you know, whether it comes from, you know, sponsoring, you know, your local high school football team or doing active community involvement where we donate for food shelters or donate to, like, fundraisers that we do for, like, right now we're going to be doing a fundraiser for Furry and Friends, which is just, you know, one of our partnerships because they experienced the loss with the hurricane that come back recently. And we, you know, we're donating, we're doing fundraisers, and then we also donate a portion of the sales that we generate. So I think, you know, that is different than a lot of the QSR brands out there. You know, we are in the community. And the thing is that, you know, it's very heartwarming to feed people.
Yeah.
You know, that's I think it's a great way to give back and get them to buy into who we are, what we do.
That's a great point you brought up about the service industry. It feels good. It's rewarding. It's a rewarding business to be able to not only feed people, but, you know, please people on top of that.
Right.
So tell me about this, sort of how you've kind of taken that about. And I know there's a business side of it and there's the X's and the O's, but also there's like the passion side of it where we love food. We love helping people. We love feeding people and making sure that they're enjoying our service. Tell me about that and sort of kind of the passion behind that.
So for me, you know, I've always been somebody that's passionate about people, you know, being able to make an impact however I can. And with Cane's, you know, finding out about what it is that we do to get involved in the community. We don't market so much, but we really form partnerships.
Yeah.
You know, we really want to be that person in the community that's like, hey, you know, I'm here for you. I see you. And we can help you in however way we can. You know, our motto is find a yes. So, you know, I know we partnered with Kaiser University's football team.
Sure.
We've partnered with Palm Beach Central's football team. And it's like, in turn, you just see like the excitement behind it. That, you know, when we arrive with the Cane's and we arrive with the food, the people, they
happened,
love it.
Happened 5 minutes ago, right here when you walked in here.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I think that is ingrained in just, like I said, like our owner, he's a philanthropist. He is super big on community involvement and also making sure the crew experience that are well in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just who we are, man. I mean, that's what we do. You know, aside from serving the craveable chicken finger meals, like we are there for our community in any way we can be.
And one thing I love about Raising Cane's is the efficiency around it in the actual building. So tell me a bit about that. You know, you got your hands on, you're in the building, you're serving people left and right. You guys got to churn out a lot of food there.
Yeah.
And you guys are able to do it at an efficient rate and a high quality food at that and what the Raising Cane's offers. For yourself as the restaurant leader, do you delegate? Are you a hands-on teacher? Do you just let people, you train them the right way and let them do their thing? From your perspective in the building, how do you work with the other employees over at Raising Cane's, and how do you describe yourself as a leader in that regard?
Definitely servant leadership. You know, you got to lead from the front lines. You got to be there with your team, you know, in the thick of it, showing them what it is that we expect, living and breathing the culture of who we are. It takes a lot of training, absolutely. I mean, Cane's is definitely one of the most generous in terms of like how we are able to schedule and how we're able to ensure that training is top notch. Because at the end of the day, if the crew member experience is amazing, it's going to lead to an amazing customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the root cause of everything. Like, great training program, a lot of support. We have a business unit team that is solely focused on the restaurants and applying support, whatever is needed. And in turn, we're able with that support to provide hyper focus on our training and development and ensuring that, you know, every customer comes and feels welcome, is greeted. We have, you know, sauce is our thing, being saucy, making sure we're smile and attentive and unique, and we have fun with what we do.
And the sauce, let's get into the sauce. We have to get into the sauce. We're talking about Raising Cane's. You cannot bring up Cane's. It's synonymous with the sauce. So tell me what goes into the sauce. Is it a secret formula type of thing? I'm sure it's churned out in batches, and I don't understand you got to play cards close to the chest. I am not a competing restaurant, so let's just like set the record straight. I'm not making my own Cane's sauce and selling it on the market. But tell me a little bit about the Cane's sauce, why it's so good, and really, if you can, what goes into it?
So I wish I could share, man.
There's a secret formula.
It's a secret.
Secret formula.
I'll tell you this. You know, we make it fresh every single morning, whether it's myself or one of the other managers who make it fresh for you guys every day. Can't share too much about the ingredients, but I can tell you it is remarkable.
I respect that. Yeah. I think that's the right way to go at that. You got to play. You understand what works. You got the golden ticket right there. There's your golden egg. You can't just go floundering it around, huh?
No, and I'd say the best thing is come visit us. You know, we're right there in Royal Palm, 100 North State Road 7 and right off of Southern Boulevard. And if you come and you try it, I'm sure you'll get it.
Well, let's get into that. So for those listening, tell them about how they could get involved, whether it's with Cane's on the business side, the partnership side of things, or even you want to go check you guys out, want to work for you guys. How can they get involved with Cane's in the Royal Palm Beach area?
So you can visit canesandcommunity.com. That is our website where you can go and apply for sponsorships, fundraisers, anything that you're looking for our restaurant to support you with. In which case, depending on what it is, we do donate a certain proceed of our sales, depending on what's generated that day. for like fundraisers, for example. And in order, you know, in order to come and see us, we're right there on the corner, you know, of State Road 7. And
it's a recognizable sign and everything. Yeah. I've driven past, of course.
Yeah. It's a big restaurant, man. It's got a lot of opportunity. You know, we're new. We're only a year old.
Yeah.
So, you know, we still got to do a lot more partnerships to really get the word out there.
Wow, like Raising Cane's is finally back and in business here. How about that?
Yes.
That's exciting, man. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Boca Raton, Florida.
So you're right here. This is home for you.
Yes, sir.
Ever leave?
I was in Houston for 2 months. I travel a lot, but I have never left Florida, no.
Okay. And so let's get into this, too. ESPN West Palm, a sports radio station. I get the impression that you're not a South Florida fan when it comes to sports. Am I right on that?
You could say something like that.
So tell me about, we'll stay on the football side of things. Where does the allegiance lie for Devin Lopez?
I might get some feedback for this, but, I would definitely say, you know, I love the Giants and, I love the Eagles. I love the Colts. You know, that's why I grew up watching the Super Bowls, watching all that go down. And that's where my passion is.
So do we understand where the problem is? Where the Giants and the Eagles?
Yes, I do. I get told it all the time.
So, oh, you got to have to choose a side, my friend.
If I had to choose, I think I would go with the Giants.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, I would
so
go
tell
with the
me Giants. Tell me why about that. What got you kind of looped in? I guess you mentioned the Super Bowls and those teams were in the thick of it in the past couple years with the Eagles and, of course, the Giants 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that really what kind of started this fandom is seeing these teams in big games and kind of falling in love with the players that are involved in the highest level and kind of going off that?
Yeah, exactly. That and just, you know, just history. My dad's from New York, so it's just like, for me, it's just like, I got to represent. I'm not from there, but love my pops, so.
And never Miami Dolphins.
I've been told, how am I in Florida not do that?
Boca Raton, born and raised, how are you not a Dolphins fan?
We could dive deep into that, but I'll just say,
sure all the guys around you are giving you a hard time all the Dolphins fans who are, you know, I mean, Dolphins have a lot of issues. So, like, they're in a rough patch right now.
Yeah.
But in comes you, an Eagle fan and a Giant fan in these big market teams. That's awesome. I love to hear that.
I appreciate it.
So, one thing I'll say, I love Raising Cane's. I went to school in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I opened Madison, Wisconsin. They opened a Raising Cane's right in the thick of it on State Street, that main area of campus, my junior year of college.
Wow.
And it took over the scene. Like you said, the amount of growth that is associated with Raising Cane's, I think it's second to none.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that place on game days when football time, because think about it, football time, a middle of the day, who doesn't want some chicken tenders and some fry in the sauce and the toast? Who doesn't want that?
Exactly.
I've seen that line around the block.
Yeah.
When other places are open, the demand for it is as high as I've ever seen.
It's insane.
A chain restaurant like that, that could be anywhere. I've never seen it like that. And what Madison, I'm sure the Royal Palm is just like that. Unbelievable how much people resonate and kind of flock because you're right. You start to crave it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crave is attached to what Raising Cane's offers.
Absolutely. And you know where my location is located, we're right near the fairgrounds and the amphitheater. So, you know, when we have those concerts,
those are probably the biggest days of the year.
It is insane, man.
You guys ever get overwhelmed with too many people just coming in like that?
No. I mean, it could be a little overwhelming, but I think that's where all that support that Cane's provides us in restaurant. I mean, we have the crew necessary to provide the great service. We have a great leadership team, a great business unit team. And I think when you have all that meshed together, it just leads to, you know, we got lines out the door.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day.
That's a good thing.
It's good for business.
We want that.
Yeah. It's, you know, chicken fingers, fries, toast, and coleslaw. They love it.
Well, the Raising Cane's in Royal Palm Beach, go check it out. I know I'll be making an appearance there very, very soon. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm going to be looking for you when I pull up there.
Absolutely.
But Devon, I appreciate you taking the time with us. Thanks for sitting down and kind of explaining the science behind how good Raising Cane's really is at what they do. I appreciate you joining us. Devon Lopez, the restaurant leader of Raising Cane's Royal Palm Beach. Hopefully we'll talk soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. Devon Lopez, the restaurant leader of Raising Cane's Royal Palm Beach. It's been Colin Russo on ESPN West Palm. We'll be back after this.